This is an Aero News Touch and Go for October 17, 2007. I'm Paul Plack. An aircraft manufacturer is preparing to sue the FAA over the crash of its very light jet prototype. XL Jet tells ANN it will claim that the FAA is to blame for the loss of its single-engine sport jet on June 22 last year. The company claims the plane had explored the majority of its flight envelope. Then, the company says, an air traffic controller cleared the prototype for takeoff too quickly after the previous takeoff of a de Havilland DHC-8 turboprop, and blames wingtip vortices for producing a violent, uncommanded roll immediately after liftoff. The plane suffered extensive damage in the crash. The two test pilots were taken to a local hospital for evaluation, but released shortly afterward. The NTSB ruled that the 90 seconds between the two takeoffs was plenty of time for any vortices to have dissipated and blown west from the airport. However, investigators could find no mechanical problems with the small jet's control system either. Delta Airlines announced on Wednesday it has signed a 50-50 cost and revenue sharing agreement with Air France KLM to operate transatlantic flights under the Open Skies Agreement signed earlier this year between the U.S. and the European Union. The effective date of the agreement is April 2008, the same time Open Skies goes into effect. Dow Jones reports the deal applies to all nonstop flights between Air France's French hubs and four Delta hubs in the U.S. The agreement also gets Delta into a hotly contested London Heathrow. By 2010, the joint venture is expected to include the Mediterranean. Delta CEO Richard Anderson outlined the benefit to his company. Quote, "When fully matured and fully operating, the joint venture will encompass about $8 billion of annual top-line revenue jointly, and we believe that the incremental opportunity could be somewhere around $125 million to $200 million in incremental pre-tax benefit. When you look at all the new city pairs around the world, don't just think of it as nonstop between two points. You're actually connecting two global networks to create the world's largest global network," unquote. At a meeting of NASA senior managers on Tuesday, the Shuttle Discovery was cleared for launch next week without repair or replacement of three leading-edge panel heat tiles. NASA says managers reviewed the recommendations from the Engineering and Safety Center and concluded it was safe to launch as is. The launch is scheduled for Tuesday at 11:38 a.m. Eastern Time. Mission STS-120 will send Commander Pam Melroy and her six crewmates to the International Space Station. NTSB's first investigation into an unmanned aerial vehicle crash has produced 22 safety recommendations. On April 26th last year, a turboprop Predator B came down in a sparsely populated residential area near Nogales, Arizona. NTSB ruled the pilot strayed from his checklist when a control console locked up, allowing the Predator's fuel shutoff valve to starve the engine. The board found issues with pilot proficiency, incident reporting, communications, and additional examples of discrepancies between the safety expectations for manned aircraft and UAVs. Board Chairman Mark V. Rosanker noted, quote, "With the potential for thousands of these unmanned aircraft in use years from now, the standards for pilot training need to be set high to ensure that those on the ground and other users of the airspace are not put in jeopardy," unquote. This has been an Aero News Touch and Go. Don't forget to check out our complete Aero briefing. There we'll tell you about these stories. Private space pioneers have a government okay to risk their lives. A union warns Congress of the dangers of privatization. And Singapore Airlines' first A380 has made it home. Also, check out the ANN special feature. Today, in part two of his talk with ANN's Jim Campbell, former Columbia sales VP Rich Belzer sizes up the likely bidders for the company. And if you haven't done so already, subscribe to our AeroCasts. Find them on iTunes, iPodder, Podcast Alley, and our website, www.aero-news.net. I'm Paul Plack. Thanks for listening. Have a clear and unlimited day.